Hello, everyone. Welcome to Confession of Faith 2021. This is week 23, Article 4, letter D, looking at glorification today. I'll pray for us. We'll get right into it. Father, thank you for the hope of resurrection glory that we have in Christ, for all that he is, all that he's done for us, reconciling us to you. What a marvelous, marvelous work he's done on our behalf. Father, we worship you. We thank you. Bless us today, we ask, by your word and by your spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so this is, I believe, the fifth week on salvation because there's different parts in the confession. So the first week we did this opening paragraph on salvation in general. Salvation in general being God sparing us from the judgment that our sins deserve. Saved from judgment. And then we summarized on that first week, we looked at this article, the different aspects, the different key aspects to salvation, which is regeneration, which is being born again. That's when we come into a relationship with Jesus. And then justification, being declared right in God's eyes. That has to do with our standing before God. Sanctification, that means being made holy, being set apart by God for his purposes, being made holy. And that has to do with our spiritual condition. And then glorification, which is the end goal. The final and full blessing of being with Christ in glory and having a resurrection body just like his. And then the week after that, we looked at regeneration a little closer. Then after that, we looked at justification a little closer. Then sanctification last week a little bit closer. Now letter D. Glorification. Here we go. And since this is very short, what I have for us is a reading of it and then two cross references that we'll look at. Glorification is the culmination of salvation and is the final, blessed, and abiding, that means unending, state of the redeemed. So glorification, which comes from the word glory, right? To be glorified or to share in glory. Glorification is the culmination. That means that's where this whole salvation thing is heading. This is the end goal that Jesus has purposed for those whom he has saved, to glorify them in the presence of God. Glorification is the culmination of salvation and is the final. That means it's the last stage. There's nothing after this. There's nothing greater than this. This is the hope of hopes, the final blessed and abiding state of the redeemed. Okay, cross references. And out of this will come the two key aspects of glorification. There's so much to be said about this, but these are just short devotions meant to be a springboard for your prayer and Bible study. 1 John 3, 2 and 3, beloved, we are God's children now. If you're reading this and you were to ask yourself, what tense is he speaking in? Past, present, or future? You would say that is future. We are God's children now. So any Christian in this age can say that. We are God's children now. And what we will be has not yet appeared. Now ask yourself, what tense is that? Past, present, future. That is the future. What we will be, that's future. What we will be has not yet appeared. It's not yet been made manifest. So we are God's children now. That's who we are. That's our standing before God. But what we will be has not yet appeared. There's something that we will be that we are not yet. But we know that when he appears, that's the risen Christ, when he appears, we shall be like him because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes, or everyone who lives in light of this hope, everyone who thus hopes in him, in Christ, purifies himself as he is pure. The two aspects to highlight about our future glorification, the future glorification of God's children when Christ appears are this. These are the two things to highlight. One, we will be like him. Two, we will see him as he is. I'll repeat those. One, we will be like him, that is Jesus. We will be like Jesus. And two, we will see Jesus as he is. We will be like him and we will see him. And like him there refers specifically to we'll receive a resurrection body, a glorified body. Remember, this is glorification. We'll receive a glorified body like he has. And we will see him as he lives and reigns in his glorified body. We will be like him and we will see him. Philippians 3, 20 and 21. But our citizenship is in heaven. Now, what tense is that? That's present. Our citizenship now is in heaven. And from it, we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's pointing us to past or future. It's pointing us to the future. We await. We're waiting for something. We're waiting for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the implication is we're waiting for him to come from heaven. Our citizenship is in heaven. And from it, from heaven, we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. I love the explicitly clear nature of verse 21. Zooming in on this core event, this core happening of glorification when Christ returns, he will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body. Right? So we'll receive a resurrection body just like Jesus has. Glorification, that's what we're talking about, glorification of God's children. He will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. And he has supreme power. He has the power of God. He has supreme authority. He has all authority in heaven and on earth. He's the risen Christ, King of kings, Lord of lords. And by that power, he's going to give us the resurrection body. And that will be true for all believers everywhere, whether we are still alive when he returns or whether we've already died in our bodies when he returns. So glorification is the culmination of salvation and is the final blessed and abiding state of the redeemed. Friends, that is where we are heading. I'm so glad, aren't you glad, that this world is not the final chapter. This is not all there is. Stuff is not our fate, all right? This stuff is on its way out, fading away anyway. There's a Savior in heaven. All who come to him in faith will be saved by him now. And we'll share in his glory when he returns. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you for Jesus and the hope that he offers in this world of sin, world of darkness, world of death, trials, and tribulations. We thank you for giving us yourself in Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen. All right, thanks for joining. I'll see you on Sunday for Catechism, the 24th Lord's Day, and I'll see you next Monday for week 24 on the Confession. God bless you.